Hot takes. Because I'm deciding to start now. Hot takes. You want to read the definition?
Sure. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines hot take as a noun, meaning a quickly produced, strongly worded, and often deliberately provocative or sensational opinion or reaction, as in response to current news. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Will they be strongly worded or deliberately provocative? Probably not.
Not deliberately.
But
we're both angry people, so it works out.
We're only angry some of the time.
More than not. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Do you have one?
The one that comes to mind, honestly, is that The Office Season 1 is actually good. I'm just saying it's good.
Okay.
People dog on it because, like, it's only 6 episodes. They think it's, like, kind of bad. Like, it's all the introductions to people and everything. But those are some of the funniest jokes in the whole series, I feel like.
That's true. I think I don't like it as much as the other seasons. So it's not that it's bad. It's just not the best.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people
think it's bad. It. They're like, just skip the first season. I don't think you should skip the first season.
I think it's really good.
But that could just be me. So
I mean, it is almost like the exact same as the UK version of The Office, the first season at least. Because when I was watching that a while back, I was like, this is almost the same. But like, some of them are pretty good. They have a couple of good jokes in there. Like, there's one where Michael is gonna bring Amy Adams' character home, and he has Ryan the temp come and help clean out his car, and they're in there talking about all these different kinds of things. He's like, where do you want this Gatorade bottle? He's like, what flavor is it? He's like, it's blue. He's like, blue's not a flavor, Ryan. He's like, flavor, Blue Blast. He's like, oh, Blue Blast, okay.
No, I agree. I think The Office has good jokes in the first season. I think it's a little rough to get through the first time you watch it.
Oh my gosh.
But then after that, it's pretty good.
I think it's really good.
I don't think you should skip it, for sure.
Come on, the line, how many filet fishes do you eat? It's over several months worth, Ryan. Still.
It has good jokes. It's jokes. Really, I'll give you that.
Like, I don't know. It's probably not as fleshed out as some of the later seasons, but I think the jokes are about as good as they get in the first season.
Yeah, they're good. This is not deliberately provocative, but Raising Cane's.
Oh my gosh.
I can't do it. I had it once and it was okay. Like, it wasn't good. It was okay.
You had it once?
Yeah. Maybe twice. Actually, I lied. I had it twice. Because we had it at work one time. It was better at work. Maybe I take that statement back. No, their chicken, it's okay. I don't love chicken anyway, though. So it's like, I don't really have a purpose of going to Cane's unless it's for, like, the toast or whatever. It's a hot take. I know.
That's a take, all right. My gosh.
I think Chick-fil-A is better.
You're being so deliberately provocative right now.
No, that's fine.
I think it's really good.
It's all right. I would eat it if I had to.
It's a lot more expensive now than it used to be.
Oh, for sure.
But so is Chick-fil-A.
That's true. Chick-fil-A is pretty expensive.
Popeye's is actually not that bad. But, like, Popeye's, if you're going to go get chicken or something, I feel like it's, I don't know, it's probably one of the better fast food chicken places.
I feel like if Cane's and Popeye's had the same price, they'd be about even with their chicken taste.
Really?
But since Cane's is more expensive, it bumps it down a notch.
Interesting. Man, well, I missed it because on my mission, there's a Cane's we lived near. They weren't in Utah at the time, so when I went to California, that's when I really discovered it and had it a lot over there because we always lived near one. But the Caniac combo, which is like 6 tenders and like 2 toasts and all this stuff, that used to be, I think it was $12 when I was on the mission.
Okay.
And you could get the box combo, which is like their kind of standard one, where it's just 4 tenders. That one was like $8. But then you could also get a chicken sandwich for $5 or something like that. So we would sometimes get the 4-finger and the chicken sandwich, and it was a lot of food, but it was really good. But it was only, like $13 or something.
Yeah.
But then now the Kaniac combo is like $17-$18 or something like
and
that.
And that's in Utah.
That's in Utah, yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, for but California, I think it'd be probably more.
I don't have it anywhere near as I used to because I don't live near.
Yeah, Canes. You're not as close as. That makes sense.
I think it's really good, though.
It's all right.
Wow. I mean, along the same lines, I would say that In-N-Out.
Yeah.
It's not it.
I don't love In-N-Out.
I don't mind the food.
I think I like it more than a lot of other people like it. Like, my whole family is like, In-N-Out's disgusting. Like, I've had it a couple times and it's not terrible, but...
I don't think it's bad. I just think it's...
The lines.
There's so much hype around it for some reason. And I think a lot of people say it's the price, but I don't think it's much different than other places. Like, I think their burger and their fries and stuff are good, but I don't know why people wait.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait as long as some people do. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't wait that long for the food. Like, the food's good, but that long of a wait, I don't think I'd wait for any food that long. Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah.
Not it.
Okay, hot take.
Oh, man, here it goes.
Also not deliberately provocative. I think... I can't even say it. You're going to get mad at me.
Why am I going to get so mad?
I think that having a 23.5-hour layover is better than driving to the Denver airport.
Don't even say that. Oh, my gosh. What? That's not even... That's deliberately provocative. What are you meaning it's not?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. That was just a good one I could think of.
Oh, my gosh.
But Cheetos and ketchup. I think that's delicious.
What, Cheetos and ketchup?
Have you ever tried it?
I don't really like ketchup that much.
It's good. I don't love ketchup, but ketchup and Cheetos is...
I need ketchup on like my sandwiches, but with other things. I don't like dipping fries in ketchup and stuff.
Oh,
like
I don't
that.
Either.
Or
but Cheetos add a nice taste.
Like I think also
ketchup.
Like if I was having a burger, I would rather if it was between ketchup and mustard, I'd rather have mustard than ketchup.
Really? Yeah. I don't like mustard that much.
Because I don't know, something
okay,
about ketchup.
Okay, but Lay's
I think
chips
it's too sweet
and mustard. Have you tried that?
Lay's chip and mustard?
Yeah.
I don't dip my chips in sauces, Ken.
I have not, but my siblings say it's good.
If I haven't had Cheetos and ketchup, why would that mean I've had Lay's and mustard at some point?
You never know. Like, on accident. If they're right next to the burger, you know, and then the mustard spills off.
Yeah, but the fact that I don't do it makes me think that one time I accidentally did, I didn't then go, wow, that slaps, and then put mustard on everything I was eating.
It's not like I do it every time, but if there's a thing of ketchup right there, I just dip my Cheetos in. I don't know, it's good.
Sure.
It's good. I mean, maybe it's not good now, but I liked
did
it.
Did you accidentally do that and then like it, or what?
I think my neighbors did it when I was a kid, and so I was like, okay, I'll try it.
You trust your neighbors that much, huh?
Well, we were friends.
After I wouldn't be friends with them after that.
I thought it was good. I don't know.
Oh, and you still do this?
I haven't done it for a while, but I was thinking about it, and I think that would be all right. We should have an episode where we try random foods.
Oh gosh,
that would be so funny. I don't know if I can do it, but that would be funny.
Along the same lines, I think ranch should not go on anywhere near as many things as people put it on.
Spaghetti? That's a weird thing to put it on, but.
Who's putting ranch? Who are you?
Are you kidding me? Soraya does that.
I don't
I'm
eat spaghetti
sure
with Soraya.
I'm pretty sure Cade's family does it.
I don't eat with Cade's family.
That's a good point, but...
No, like, I don't know. Like, putting ranch... Like, dipping your ranch... Or, gosh, not dipping your... Dipping your pizza in ranch. Like, that's pretty weird.
Really?
Ranch is for salad, okay?
Ranch with pizza is delicious.
There's, like... There's ranch-flavored things
okay,
on there.
But is
like,
that...
chicken bacon ranch pizza is not too bad, but...
Are you talking about the whole pizza slice or just the crust?
I just want both.
Because the whole pizza slice is delicious.
I don't want any of it.
But also, I don't think I can just eat the crust. Like, I have to have a dipping sauce for my crust.
Really?
Like, the garlic stuff that comes with...
Oh, my gosh.
Is it garlic?
With what?
I don't remember if it's garlic or not.
Like a Domino's or something?
It's not Domino's. It's...
Because it would be garlic if it was Domino's. Because they do a lot of those.
I think it's Papa John's.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, they do like a garlic dipping sauce for your crust. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I like that stuff, but I don't know. Ranch is good.
Garlic is fine, but like ranch though.
Okay, Okay, maybe.
But there's a lot of things that people put ranch on. But pizza's just an example.
You're a junior in high school. You're sitting at lunch. You've got your fast food pizza. You have a nice, generous amount of ranch, and you just slap that bad boy in there and take a bite. It's delicious.
You're not trying to sell this to me. That's exactly what was coming to mind.
I think it's delicious. It's, I don't know.
No, it's especially not if there's good.
Pepperoni, so it like...
What is wrong with you? No.
It balances out the spice of the pep, you know?
No, I don't know.
I'm really sensitive to spice, so pepperoni's spicy, okay? Another hot take. Pepperoni is spicy.
I mean, that's fine. Pepperoni, there's also different kinds of pepperoni. Like, it can depend as well. Like, pepperoni can give you the heartburn and stuff like that. I get it from Little Caesars pepperoni.
That makes sense.
But I don't think that's really a hot take. But
okay. All right, my next hot take. I think that hot dogs should always have ketchup and mayonnaise on them if there's a bun involved.
Always, always.
Yeah, why not? I think
it's because you said it.
Listen, the mayonnaise seeps into the bun and makes it a little less dry. Or if it's a fluffy bun, it just enhances the flavor.
It's called being soggy.
And the ketchup. What it's called. No, it's not soggy. It just chills it out.
Enhances it.
It enhances the flavor. And then the ketchup is for the dog.
Look, I can buy mayo, like, okay, sure. But to always have it is crazy. Like, if there's not mayo at the table with hot dogs, you're demanding they go back to the fridge.
No. Like, if there's not mayo, I'll just eat it with ketchup. But I'm not as happy as I am if there's mayo.
You're eating a hot dog. How happy can you be?
I love hot dogs. Oh, you get one of the cheddar brat ones? Oh, buddy, they're good.
Look. So I'm not as so gourmet that I'm putting. Do you put ranch on it too?
No, like, why would I put ranch on that?
Oh, that's where you draw the line, huh? Gosh. Look, I could see mayo. I don't put mayo on a lot of things anyway.
I don't either. Turkey sandwich, maybe.
Like, it's. I just think the work isn't worth.
That's what people say. So basically, if you're lazy, you don't like mayonnaise on your hot dog?
I don't put mayo on anything. It's not about the hot dog. I just don't put mayo on.
But what if
there's
a squeezable kind?
I still don't. No.
Okay.
Like, if I'm going down the burger line, it keeps coming back to this. If I'm going down the burger line, I'll put, like,
you don't
ketchup
like mayonnaise on your burgers?
Mustard. I just don't do it. I don't know.
You'd rather have mustard on your burger than mayonnaise?
Look, so if someone puts mayo on my burger, I don't care. Like, I think it's good, but I don't care enough to put it on.
Interesting.
And then there's the whole mayo versus Miracle Whip thing that I'm not going to get into.
Miracle Whip?
Oh, gosh, you're one of them. Who cares?
No, mayonnaise is so much better.
Why do you care?
Mayonnaise is so much better.
My sister can't have either, so.
That's a good point.
But mayonnaise is better. Not that that has anything to do with what I was saying.
No, literally at all.
I'm just saying. Make fun of her, I guess.
It's your turn, by the way.
I'm thinking. I had one, but then you... brought up mayonnaise. And
mayonnaise on an escalator. You ever seen that meme?
Yeah, everyone's
seen it. Good one. Not everyone.
Oh, gosh. I had one, but I don't know if I remember. So do you have another one? Oh, I have one.
Okay.
I just thought of one. I had one that was related to what we were just talking about. Oh, wait, no, I remember that. Okay. Scratch everything. I now have two. Cause...
Forget the last 2 minutes, everybody. Yes. Nathan remembers.
So, basically, a lot of people hate me for this. A lot of people, actually. More than you would think.
Interesting.
Because I'm such a likable guy. But, why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Gosh. Okay. So, basically... I think one of my favorite kinds of pizza is Hawaiian.
Okay.
I like pineapple on my pizza. I think saying, does pineapple belong on pizza? Like, I don't know if anything belongs on pizza, probably besides pepperoni and cheese.
You don't need pepperoni. Just cheese.
All right, well, okay, so basic, but like I wouldn't say it belongs, but I like having pineapple on my pizza with something.
I think Hawaiian's good. I used to hate it, but I don't know what happened. I just started liking it.
Because it's, you woke up.
I also think I'm low-key allergic to pineapple, so it's not good when I eat it, but it's good on pizza, so I don't know. It's really weird.
Interesting.
I didn't eat pineapple for a long time, though. It's a texture thing.
It's really
shredded
good
coconut. I can't do the texture.
I've realized that's not something you say, like, in public, though, that you like pineapple on pizza.
No.
I mean, it's, like...
I feel like people are embarrassed to admit that.
No, it's great. I'm one of the biggest advocates, but
no, but some people are like,
down.
Somebody says that, and somebody could love pineapple on their pizza and be like, oh, I have to, like, pretend like I don't, because it's weird. So then they're like, no, that's disgusting.
Well,
or just argue. Honestly, some people just like to argue. I don't know.
That's an icebreaker that I've used when I've been, what's the word, substituting and things. Is I like asked the class in the middle. I was like, all right, well, it's probably the most important question I'll ask you the whole day. And then I'll ask them, and holy cow, feuds start. And it's hilarious. You just sit back and watch the chaos unfold.
High schoolers are wild.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And middle schoolers, I guess.
All of them.
Oh, middle schoolers.
Yeah, they care a lot.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh. Do I have a good one?
Oh, gosh.
Bridal showers and baby showers do not need to exist.
Oh, okay.
At all. Like, if you want to get somebody a gift, get them a gift. I don't want to go sit and talk to 30 random women that I don't know and pretend to be happy the whole time.
As a guy,
and then watch everybody open gifts.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
as well.
I know. I told Cade that if we ever have a baby and we have to do a baby shower because somebody in our families want it, I'm gonna make him do it. So he'll just.
Why don't you just not do it anyway?
He'll do it instead of me doing it. I don't know if he wants one then.
Oh, if he wants one, gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I just don't care for that. Like, it's really weird to just have everybody watch you open gifts for 20 minutes, and then you play a game that nobody wants to play, and then you eat some food that's okay, but like, you're gonna either hate yourself later for eating it, or you're gonna be starving 10 minutes later.
I think I just learned what a bridal shower and baby shower is, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't enjoy them, but anyway, that was just a random one.
I think that just makes sense, but yeah,
I don't know why they still exist.
All right, here's one that I have. This is also one that a lot of people would disagree with me
yeah.
for, and for which they would disagree with me. There we go. And I would, okay, well, basically I would say that the macOS operating system is better than the Windows operating system, like Windows 11, for example.
Stupid. Windows 11 doesn't even work, man.
Or Windows 10. A lot of people stayed on Windows 10.
Yeah.
Then there's talks of like Windows 12 coming out soon. But I don't know. Mac OS is so much more intuitive. I mean, yeah, I've used it for most of my life and barely used Windows. But like, it's just so intuitive and it works well. There's not all these wacky updates and things. It just works, and that's what
I feel
like
Windows just stops working at the most random times. Like,
yeah.
I'll open my laptop because it's a Windows laptop, and then it'll be like, oh, you need to create a new password because you can't log in anymore. And I'm like,
right.
What did I even do to you? Like,
yeah, well, and I think there are things that with Windows, like, they work better, but that's because people are designing their apps around Windows, if that makes sense.
Like,
so it's not any fault of macOS.
And I feel like a lot of people have stayed on Windows because they know how to use like Excel and Word and all that stuff. But like, you can still use
those
very, very similar, or if not the same thing.
Yeah,
on
I
Mac.
Literally have them.
Like,
on my
it's
computer still.
Yeah, people. I don't know. I don't really like Microsoft that much. I definitely want a new laptop, like, since I got mine. But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of my thing. And as I like try using software and stuff for this podcast too, like, but they're like, oh, this doesn't work on macOS. I'm like,
yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. But they have alternatives that work, but yeah. I
feel like it's also harder to like have your devices communicate, you know? Like,
right.
If you have your phone and your iPad and your laptop that's an Apple, they can, like, you can share things pretty easily or like access all your stuff pretty easily. But like, if you have a laptop and like a PC that both have Windows, it's really hard to like share even just between the two devices, I feel like. So I definitely think that Apple is more user-friendly.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know what you're getting. Because, I mean, that's kind of the same thing with Windows, I guess, is because you can get that on pretty much any laptop in the world. But Windows, or not Windows, Mac, you can only get Mac OS. So you know it's going to work well with what you get.
Yeah.
Whereas you could get a crappy Windows laptop that's just running Windows.
That's true.
I don't know. That's what I think.
I agree. I don't know if I have any more.
Really?
We might have to consult WikiHow.
Oh, man. That's actually insane.
Let's consult WikiHow. Okay,
so we have this list here from WikiHow, of all things. We haven't looked through this at all.
Because we looked through a different one, and then we were like, man, we should have been recording the whole time. So now we're on this one. What is it called?
Controversial hot takes and prompts to create spicy debates.
Whatever that means.
This better be good.
I know. I don't know. The pictures are awful, but it's WikiHow, so they usually have something.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. The first one it says is plain salted potato chips are better than all... Okay, this is a... Look.
Is a hot dog a taco?
Some of these... Is a hot dog... Well, sure. Why not? Depends on how the bread is.
Is a cereal a soup? I actually hate those. We're not going over
cereal
that.
Is a soup, yeah.
Pizza should be eaten with a fork and knife.
I sometimes do.
I think it depends on the day and the setting, you know?
What day, like, and
if
what
you're
setting?
Just, if you're just sitting at home alone and you're just like, I just want a piece of pizza right now. Like, do whatever you want. Like, if you're sitting on the couch, like, I don't want to get a fork and knife for that, you know?
Oh, that's what you're saying.
But if you're like... in maybe a fancier restaurant, like, say, the DR, Dominican Republic. Like, they had pizza there. So, like, if you're in, like, a really fancy public setting, sure. Hmm. Sure. Like, you don't have to, but sure, if you want to. But I don't necessarily think...
I don't know if it should be.
I don't agree with that.
But I think it's nice sometimes. So, I do it a lot.
The cream of the Oreo is better than the cookie, in my opinion.
You think the cream of the Oreo is better than the cookie?
Yes.
That's what... Yeah, I think a lot of people think that. I like both of the things together. So.
Okay, double stuffed or regular, though?
I think regular is cheaper per ounce, so I think I usually go for that.
People who like thins are weird. That's my hot take. Oreo thins are not good.
I just have a bad history with thins. There was an event. This was a long time ago. I must have been like a sophomore or something in high school. This was like 7 years ago or something like that. Anyway, I got home from some like sports practice or something. And my family was down watching a show. And so I just joined, and I saw there were these Oreos sitting on a plate. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And I thought they were Oreo thins because there was barely any cream in them. But there was still some. But it turns out my brother had been pulling them apart and licking both sides and just sticking them back together and putting them back in the container. I mean, the cookie was still the size of a normal Oreo, so that should have been a giveaway, but they were not Oreo thins. So I don't think I've had one since then. I've never had an Oreo thin, I guess, is what I say.
He's never actually had one.
I usually just get normal ones.
Loki thought you were going to say that your dog had, like, licked part of it out or something. But
no, my brother.
No, your brother.
My brother did.
Might be worse, actually. But
might be. Well.
Yeah, that's... Okay, thins are a no-go for Nathan.
I'm sure it'd be fine, but I just get regular ones.
I don't know. It's just too much cookie, you know?
Huh.
You gotta have that balance.
Interesting.
Or double stuffed, because that's fine. So basically anything but less cream.
Do you get mega stuff ever?
Ooh, mega stuff is good. I never see it at Walmart. I'm gonna be honest.
Really? I saw them yesterday.
I haven't been since Monday. I wasn't looking for them. I wasn't looking for them.
I check every day, and it's...
I haven't bought Oreos in a while.
Well, yeah, they're a bit, like...
So...
They're, like, $5 or something, so...
Yeah, but, like, was it in, like, the middle section or, like, down the aisle with, like, the Cheez-Its and crap?
I think it was down with the Cheez-Its and the other cookies.
That's where I usually see double stuff, but maybe they just didn't have them last time.
I saw double stuff in the kiosk in the middle. They were like,
They had...
But then mega stuff was on the side. Or not. Was it mega stuff? I think that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I think I gaslamped myself into thinking I saw something else for a second. No, mega stuff was down the side, and the double stuff was on clearance. Is there, like, kind of...
These
kind of
suck, low-key.
Well, I was just going to ask, like, on a similar kind of vein, this isn't hot take, but, like, are there Oreo flavors that you... Because, like, I don't know, there's a bajillion Oreo flavors. I don't care for most of them or care to try most of them.
Confetti?
Okay, so
it's pretty good.
I'm asking the wrong person.
Birthday never cake, mind. I mean, not
you're,
confetti.
You're agreeing with it.
The lemon ones, I remember eating a lot of the cream.
The lemon ones are like the golden ones.
Yeah, they're like golden and then they have the lemon.
But there's, filling. I think there's lemon and then there's like the white golden Oreos.
Yeah, the golden Oreos are good.
You like those, not the lemon ones.
The mint ones are also good. But like no, those. For some reason, I just remember when I was younger. I shouldn't tell this. When I was younger, I would like take the lemon ones. I don't know why we had lemon ones at the house. Garrick probably was eating them or something. But I, like, took them all apart and then put all the cream on, like, a plate and then just ate all the cookies. Because I hate the cookies, or I don't like them as much. And so I just ate all the cookies and then I just had this big ball of cream.
Oh.
For some reason, it tasted like cookie dough. And so that's my only vivid memory with lemon ones. I don't actually remember the lemon flavoring at all. But I remember it tasting like cookie dough, so I
do
did
it, know
like,
what it tastes like?
I did it like 3 or 4 times. It tastes like a lemon.
It does.
That's crazy. Hot takes with Nathan, everybody.
Yeah, it's about as hot as it gets.
Yeah, anyway, so that's my only experience with the lemon ones. I think the mint ones are okay.
Just okay? You don't like them, or what?
No, they're good. I just don't know if they'd be like my first choice, you know? I don't know if there are any other ones that I've tried and liked.
I think, like, the big three, the regular Oreos, I like the mint ones a lot, and the golden ones I also like. I don't get those as much.
Yeah.
Probably one of the other two more. I just like the chocolate, I guess.
That makes sense.
And the mint being dipped in milk is actually really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. They're pretty good.
I might like the mint dipped in milk more than I like the regular ones dipped in milk, but I like the regular Oreos more.
Just by themselves. By themselves. That makes sense. I like that, yeah.
But I haven't had too many of the others, just because there's so many. I've had the birthday cake ones.
The birthday cakes I like. There were the firework ones they did for the 4th of July. They had like Pop Rocks in the frosting.
I don't know if I'd like
it. It was weird. I'm not going to lie to you. It was weird.
Why do they keep trying? Like, can't they just sell Oreos and
I don't even know.
Be happy? They have to clog the shelves.
Hold on. Let's Google Oreo flavors.
Oh no, I mean, look, okay, here's one that I had. I only had it once because it was given to me. I didn't realize how much they cost, but they're the they're dipped, the Oreos that are dipped in like the fudge and stuff like that. Is that the right word? But those ones are, they're like the dipped Oreos.
The dipped ones are really good. Nope,
but they cost a lot more than regular Oreos, so I don't really ever buy them.
That makes sense. Birthday cake is number one on this list.
That's like the best
Oreo. Fudge dipped. Thin bites.
I had like white fudge dipped ones.
Oh, interesting.
They were really good.
Oreo mint thins.
I've actually heard people
thin
say...
Thin bites.
What, these are all just like the same thing, but different sizes.
Churro Oreos.
I didn't know there was churro Oreos.
I did not know those existed. Either. They might be good. The chocolate Oreos.
I haven't had.
I might have tried them once. I don't know. It felt like maybe it was too much peanut butter Oreo.
I don't know. No.
That sounds like a bad idea. Fudge dipped mint Oreo thin bites.
These are just the same things, but you can't say top three.
Oh, there's the white dipped. White fudge dipped Oreo thins.
Mine weren't the thin bites, though. Oh, they were just regular.
Red velvet.
That sounds good, but...
I don't think I've tried those, but I think I would love them because I love red velvet. Oreo thins. I thought they already said that 4 times.
Mint Oreos are number 13.
Chocolate peanut butter pie.
Why? I'm sure it's fine.
It's an A+ from all the Nutter Butter fans in the house. Is what it says.
But why do we need it?
I don't know. That sounds not good to me. Spring Oreo. That's just a regular one, but it's green frosting because it can be. Dark chocolate.
Okay. Why is this?
That sounds gross.
What is this website?
Hot
Wiki
take.
Now?
Chocolate. Dark chocolate is gross. Not really a hot take, but
that's
kind of
a
hot
take.
Take.
Like that's
gingerbread.
Lukewarm.
Gingerbread Oreo. You ever tried that?
I'm not the biggest fan of gingerbread. It's okay.
But. Interesting. There's Oreo Golden Thins, fudge-covered Oreos. Oh, gosh. Carrot cake. Did you ever try those?
No.
I think I tried one. I don't remember how it tasted, but I don't know. I think my mom liked them. Is that it? That's
oh
it.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst list I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was a terrible list.
Okay, so here's my take, basically. Oreo, if you're listening for some weird reason, just stop trying, man. Just make the Oreos we like. Keep it to like 5 flavors. Don't do all these.
Okay, how do you feel about things? Like the themed ones, like the Halloween ones that have the orange cream, but they taste the same?
I just sell Oreos, man.
I agree.
I don't know. Even though they're technically the same, I feel like they're different. And it's like, I don't want to eat an Oreo that's green. I just want to eat my regular Oreo.
What about the Cakesters?
Cakesters.
Have you seen those? They're like...
I don't know.
Java. I don't know what that is.
Oh, wait. I've seen one. Yeah, I've seen
like ads they're a little those. Bit like thicker.
Yeah, I've never
had I've never
them.
Tried them.
I've seen ads for them. I feel like I still just probably want an Oreo, you know?
This is a really big tangent we've gone on.
Yeah.
But that's okay. If you have a favorite flavor that we have not said, coffee lover bundle.
Oh my gosh. Apparently
they're coffee Oreos. Anyway, if you have a favorite Oreo, let us know. Okay. Well, these are awful.
Horrible.
Let's go to the animal hot takes. Horses should be house pets. What that's a terrible mean? Idea. What?
Kangaroos aren't real?
They're probably what? Just humans in
costume. That's not a take at all. That's just wrong.
Mini poodles go against the laws of nature.
Okay.
This one could be good. Squirrels should be legally made pets. How do you feel about that?
Why?
I agree. But also, it'd be kind of fun.
So? Like, it'd be fun to have a penguin, too. That doesn't mean we need them as pets.
But a squirrel's more realistic than a penguin.
Well, but you could say that could go back to, like...
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
That's a movie.
I know.
There's movies about people with pet squirrels.
Are there?
Probably. Well, look, like, gosh, Curious George has Jumpy the Squirrel. That's not a pet, but it basically is.
I love Curious George.
Why is it illegal to have a pet squirrel? Is that what it's saying? Or if a squirrel lives on your property, it's your pet.
Apparently, if you have a pet squirrel, it's
illegal. Well, because look, if it's the thing where it's because it's already there, you can have deers that are pets then, and they could come up and, like, I don't know, some people do that. I don't know. It's just
weird, pet deer
man.
Are weird.
You're not going to buy squirrel food from the store, though.
A lot of these aren't even hot takes. I'm not sure what WikiHow's doing, but...
ones that snakes are adorable. I don't know.
There's another one that says dogs aren't cute at all. I disagree with that strongly.
Mosquitoes should just go extinct.
Right?
Some
of these are just interesting.
I feel like that'd be...
Most people
have
would
tremendous
have
effects on the...
a pet shark if they could.
...environment, but...
No, it definitely would, but... What about brand hot takes?
Let's see.
No, what?
Well, one says In-N-Out is not good. We already said that. So, I mean, wait, what? Drinking Coca-Cola is better when it's boiled. What does that mean?
Should we try that? <Just kidding. laughs> if you flatten a McDonald's cheeseburger into a disc, it tastes better.
No, like, okay, look.
I mean, maybe.
Why would, because that's your grimy hands all over it? That's what it is? Okay, this one I will agree with. Apple Music is better than Spotify.
Okay.
I'm going to say so.
I think I would agree with that, but also I don't want to have to pay for it. Which I know it's not that expensive. But.
We're just on a family plan, too.
I get Spotify for free, so.
Because you're not paying for it?
Because my husband pays for it.
Yeah, I'm not paying for Apple Music either.
Girl math.
Well, look, okay. Like, across the board, creators get paid more money per stream on Apple Music. Like, 10 times as much as most other streaming platforms. Okay, that's one. Another one, it's really convenient to log in because it's just tied to your Apple ID. And if you're a young American like we are, then we have an Apple ID. So it all just syncs across. Like we kind of said, it'll be on your laptop, iPad, phone,
it is watch. Easier. You can pair it with B-Reels.
It's true. And like
that's true. Apple Music is very
You can do like universal. A share play thing where if you're in the car, everyone in the car can add to the same playlist and they can pick and choose which songs are played next, which I don't know, other things could implement.
But again, a lot more helpful than passing around the phone to everybody and their dog in the back of the car.
Right. And then that's kind of the other thing is what I was kind of saying earlier. I think Apple just does a good job of making things intuitive and work well. And so I've rarely had any problems with Apple Music. You can add your own things to your library. So if you have old CDs, you can import them to your iTunes and they appear on your like your library, so you can listen to those everywhere. That's cool. Kinds of things. I obviously haven't done that too much. I don't really have CDs, but I mean, a lot of people use Spotify. I think it's just that people have always used it, so that's what they use.
Yeah, Spotify's been around for a long time, and I feel like Apple Music's gotten better.
Apple Music doesn't have an ads version. If you either have Apple Music or you don't, so you don't have to have Spotify ads.
That's valid.
Yeah.
About Netflix's non-original content is the only reason to subscribe.
As someone who doesn't have Netflix, well, but here's the thing with Netflix. I feel like you can watch, if it's not a Netflix original, you can watch most of their things somewhere else.
And that's, I think I agree with that. Unless Arcane is a Netflix original, then I think everybody should watch Arcane at least once in their lives.
I think it is, isn't it?
It might be.
It's only on Netflix.
But that one's really good. So if it is a Netflix original, they did something right.
No, Netflix has all right originals.
Sometimes.
But
sometimes they're not good.
I don't want to subscribe for Netflix just for their originals. So
that's true.
I don't know.
All right, moving on to fashion hot takes.
All right, well.
A lot of these people have something to say about denim, on denim, which I feel like is fine. I don't know.
I have no opinion.
Wear what you want to wear, I guess. I don't know if I would wear neon every day, though. So I don't think neon is the best everyday color. So.
Would you bring back top hats? No one's stopping you from wearing a top hat, man. You just want other people to wear it with you? Like. you can do that still. You can go and buy a top hat and just wear it, man.
A lot of these are really similar to the last list we looked at.
Yeah.
Sports.
Let's see. Peyton Manning was better quarterback than Tom Brady.
Andre the Giant would have been the best goalie. I think, yes. If he could have moved fast enough, like from one end of the goal to the other, I think he would have been a great, great goalie.
Games should not have slow motion replays. I've never even thought of that.
Being as a possibility.
I don't know why. Is it because calls can't be made as accurately or something?
I love slow motion replays. I think they're sometimes hilarious, so I disagree with WikiHow on this one.
I mean, like, if you're watching football, for example, and they do a slow motion replay of the last play, what else are you going to watch while they're setting up the next play? Like, just them walking around? Like, I don't know. You're going to put something up. It's not that.
Another hot take from myself. Football's not that entertaining. And football fans need to chill a little sometimes. You know? Like, if it's on, I'll watch it, but it's not like, oh man, I really want to watch football right now, you know?
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm not the type that, like, Sunday night football is my day, you know? Anyway.
We're not sure, on that one. Sure.
Michael Jordan is an overrated player. I don't know.
I think a lot of people say that.
I don't know much about him, except his shoes are great.
Here's the thing. With the internet, people just like to disagree on the internet, which I realize is the whole thing of what we're doing right now. But
sometimes people just say things to say things.
Yeah, or to blend in, like you said.
Like I said about the 23 and a half hour layover. I don't think I'd do that again if you paid me. Maybe I would. I don't know. It was fun. It was good.
I mean, if you're paying me, I mean,
it would pay for my panda that I ate three times.
It was like, I don't know, the ticket, I think it was $110 for me or something like that, so I can't complain too much.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Let's see, travel hot takes. Traveling isn't fun.
Straight up, period. No, I'm just kidding. I enjoy it if I'm in the right mood, you know?
Yeah. I guess for me, the biggest thing about traveling is I don't want to go on the super itinerary. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want it planned out to the minute, everything on the trip. I'm going to have a good time. Like, I think it's good to have plans on what you're doing. I don't want to just go and not have any plans, but I don't want it to be like...
It's like 10:30, we're going to the beach, then 10:15, right. Or like, not 10:15.
If we don't get to the beach by 10:30, then we're gonna... Then our whole day is ruined because we were late. It's like, no, we're like...
It's like, relax. Oh, this day we'll go to the beach, maybe go shopping, maybe do this.
Right.
Maybe have some time to just relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Because
otherwise, I feel like you're not able to hit everything and you'd be disappointed. Right. And I think... It leaves you more flexible and able to do things. Like,
and then you don't feel like you are obligated to do everything exactly at the same time.
Right.
Like, if you want to leave the beach an hour early, go for it.
I think that's what I appreciated about our trip to Florida, is that we didn't itinerize things very much. And so when we had ideas of things to do, we were like, all right, let's go do it. I thought that was really good.
I think you should be educated in what's going on, though. Like, my family went to Florida for... Universal, and we were like, okay, these are some rides that we can hit this day if we want to, and these are some rides that will be in this area if we want to go here. And I think that's a good idea, but I also don't think it has to be like, we have to go to this ride at this time and this ride at this time. I think it's just like, these are an idea of what we could do this day, like brainstorming, but you don't have to make it a bullet point list.
Right.
Hostels are better than hotels. I disagree. I've never been in a hostel myself, but I've heard enough bad stories about hostels that I would like to never stay in one.
I don't know if I know what it is.
It's basically like...
I think I've heard it, but
from
I
what
never
I understand, is like you just have a bunch of people with like bunk beds. Like you just have a bunch of different rooms with bunk beds, and then you all share like a bathroom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, our good friend Sister Donaldson from the YSA...
Oh, it's from
Home Yes, YSA. From, gotcha. From Home YSA.
I don't know her. So.
She was telling me how she went on one, and then she like went up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and she went back to the wrong room. And so she went to get into bed, and there was somebody in there. And so then she had to like apologize, and she was freaking out and everything. But I've also heard things like people have like gone into the wrong room on purpose and like tried to do things to other people's stuff, or like and that just no thank you. I think hotels are great, and I stand by that.
Interesting. I said what I said about the itinerary. California's landscape is kind of ugly.
It depends on where you go.
I actually disagree with that. I think
really?
I think it can be really pretty.
I think it can be. Doesn't mean it always is. You
know? I think it's pretty, actually.
Everywhere that I've gone, yeah, it's great.
Because, I mean, like when you think of California as a whole, I mean, there's so many like amazing national parks and things like that, and iconic pictures and things. But then I think, honestly, even some parts of the city, like Los Angeles, for example, can be pretty.
Yeah.
So, like, there were places in my mission I go to where, I mean, we're in the middle of a city, but then you look out over this hill and there's the mountains on the side and you have the ocean there. Like, it can create some really cool things. And like, I know it's not exactly the landscape, but you get some of those sunsets and things like that, and
sunsets are good.
I think they're
yeah,
I think it can be pretty.
I don't know, the only reason that I semi agree with that is just because, like, I feel like every state has a place that is just ugly, you know. Like, even Utah, you can be driving, it's just dirt and sagebrush, and it's gross. Even though most of Utah is beautiful.
Yeah, well, I think California is more pretty than it is ugly, I guess.
Yeah.
Is what I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I agree with that, I think.
I know what you're saying about Utah. Like, there's a lot of places where it's just nothing for as far as you
the
can
road,
see.
Yeah. I don't think California is that way, though.
I mean, I haven't been everywhere in California.
But I feel like it has more trees.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I guess it's a good point. I've really only been in Southern California, and then like never been other places. I've just seen pictures of other
that's
parts.
Wild, that's wild.
But as far as the places I've been,
I mean, right now the landscape probably isn't great. Let's be
it's
honest.
It's true. Yeah, it's about as bad as it gets. Holy cow, it's rough.
Everything is burning.
Oh man, it's yeah. There's some maps that people in my mission have been sharing during the whole fires, and they keep updating it and showing the fire spreading. And it's just like probably half of my mission right now is just like in the zone.
Gosh.
And it just keeps like creeping to the east. So
scary.
Like, there's a house that I lived in on my mission
for 9 months out of the whole mission I was there. Dang. And there's a park, like, right down the street from it. And I saw someone on Facebook posted a picture from that park, and you just see all of this smoke and stuff in the air. I'm like, I lived right there. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy to think about.
Anyway.
Selfies are the only photos you should take while on vacation.
Mm.
No. Because then you don't get any, like, sunset pictures, sunrise.
Food pictures?
Food pictures, if you're that kind of person.
Yeah.
I am sometimes.
I get the idea where it's like the vacations are with the people you're with sometimes, but...
But even, like, sometimes the selfie mode is not the move, you know? Like, sometimes you just want, like, it's a true. Nice background for everybody, and so you get somebody to take a picture, yeah, you know?
It's true.
I think it really depends on the person, but I don't agree with that hot take, which is why it's a hot take, but, you know.
The Grand Canyon isn't as grand as everyone thinks it is.
I've never been.
I disagree.
I have never been.
So you should go.
Should I?
Yeah. It's really good, actually. It's the biggest canyon in the world.
Right. It's called the Grand Canyon. Why.
But.
Isn't it as grand? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, maybe it's just not what you were expecting, but, like, when you go there and you actually try to comprehend the size of the canyon.
Yeah.
And then you see on a map, like, how big it is. Like, it's pretty incredible.
Right.
And, like, I remember a time, I think this was... right before my senior year of high school, and so it was basically right before the pandemic all started up, but we all got in a car and we're like, let's just go on a road trip, and we just drove down. We're like, we don't know where we're going, but I think we hit a couple of national parks like Moab and things, but we went to the Grand Canyon right at sunrise, and it was it was so pretty, and there was nobody else there at the time, and so we got all these pictures, and
that's pretty awesome.
I think it's worth seeing. Like, I don't think it's I think it's grand. Maybe it's just not what they expected.
Yeah,
but
yeah, maybe not.
I've heard that about Mount Rushmore though.
No, oh, interesting.
That it's pretty underwhelming.
Oh, I mean,
like, the pictures make it look super big.
It's just some old guys on a mountain.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like it would be cool to go there, but that's if you're a history buff, yeah, for sure.
But why else would you go to, is it North Dakota that it's in, or South Dakota?
Yeah, I think it's North Dakota. It might be South Dakota.
I mean, why else would you go there, though? Like, if you're going...
There's not really anything else
there. It's not like you're like, oh, we're on our way somewhere, let's stop by and look at this.
Like, oh my gosh, my bucket list is North Dakota.
Yeah, like, no. I happen to be going there. Have you ever met someone from the Dakotas, either of them? Think about it.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to be honest, I don't...
I've met a lot of people from a lot of states, but Dakotas.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like...
That's a good point. Like, even somebody like Ohio or Iowa, like, I feel like I've met people who have been from there.
I guess there's not really any massive cities there.
North Dakota, yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, you meet people from Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, like that kind of area.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, but kind of around there, I feel like... I meet some people from Kansas and Nebraska, but not the Dakotas.
The Dakotas. That's a good point. Hmm. If you're from the Dakotas, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Why are you...
Let us know. No, I'm just kidding. Why are you listening?
No one actually likes going to the beach.
It's not like it would be my favorite hobby if I lived near a beach, but also, like... It's nice to go and relax sometimes.
Well, like, it's already wrong, because I like going to the beach, so...
Yeah, that's true. That's actually...
It's already wrong.
It's a good point. I don't know. I wouldn't go there every day, but...
I think it's fun.
The beach is nice. The water's nice. Depends on the beach. I will say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, the beach... We went to the beach in the Dominican Republic, because it was, like, right next to our hotel. There was, like, a sidewalk from our hotel to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
The water was disgusting. Like, it had a bunch of stuff, like, all over the shore. They literally had to, like, hire people to clean off the beaches, like, shores. The sand was good, though. I don't know. There were a lot of people doing a lot of different stuff there. There were also just, like, a lot of people trying to sell us stuff, and I hated that. So,
yeah. But, I mean, I guess it makes sense. And I think going to the beach in Utah isn't really much of a thing. Like, I don't know. There are beaches. But, like, you're just at the edge of a reservoir or something. So, yeah. I mean... But I had a better time at the beach in Florida than I thought I would.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd been there before, because we went to the beach in Texas. It was the Gulf of Mexico.
Gotcha.
I don't remember it super well, but I had more fun there at Florida at the beach than I thought I would.
That was a good time. I think it was just because the water was really nice and it wasn't like scorching hot. It was like a nice temperature.
Because we went one day where it was like low 70s, and so all the Florida people thought it was too cold. And then we ended up being like the only ones there.
Yeah, that was nice.
The other day it was warmer, so it was more, but...
But yeah, that was nice.
I thought it was really nice.
And it was nice to just like take a walk on the beach. I don't know. Needless to say,
there's a lot you can spend
time. I like beaches.
So the sentence is already wrong. Try again.
All the food in New York City sucks.
All of it?
I don't remember New York City food, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Music hot takes. Ed Sheeran is a brilliant musician. The fact that this is even a hot take is kind of offensive to Ed Sheeran. Anyway, I think that he has some good music.
Yeah, I don't really.
That's it. That's all.
Disco is the best music genre ever created.
No.
What do you think is?
Not disco. I don't really know what. I don't know. I could list 3 or 4 other genres that I think are better than disco.
Do it.
Country, pop, maybe even rap.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe. And like show tunes.
You put country and rap?
Not together. Not together. Let me be clear. Country rap is
No. But you put country and rap.
Above disco?
Above disco.
I think that there are select disco or rap songs that would be better than disco.
Sure.
It's hard to find, but I'm sure they're there.
Disco. Jeez. Sure. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion, if I'm being honest. I don't listen to a ton of music, really.
Unless it's classical.
Sometimes.
Classical is better than disco, for sure.
I like classical. But I also like rock and pop and things like that, so.
Rock's good.
See, emo punk isn't good. We're all just angry and nostalgic now.
No. Well, maybe. But that's only because sometimes when you're in the fields and you find a good emo song, you just vibe to it. Jam out to it, whatever you do, but like it's just good, you know. But it could just be because you're angry in the moment. I don't know.
Maybe.
We all need a little angst in our lives.
I guess. Hip hop is dead. Is hip hop dead? What makes a song hip hop?
I feel like every time I think of hip hop, I think of like early 2000s dress wear, you know, like style, clothing. So, yes. I feel like they still teach kids hip-hop dances, though.
Maybe.
So I feel like hip-hop is not dead because of children. Not specifically because of the children, but because they are taught hip-hop.
Huh. Wait, Christmas music was meant to be played in the summertime? I don't think it was meant to be played in the summertime.
No, if it's Christmas music, it was meant to be played at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's why it's a Christmas song.
Yeah, I disagree with that hot take.
Like, I don't think that's the same as saying...
It can't be played.
Yeah.
I think it's fine if you play it in the summertime, but I don't think it was meant
to
be played.
I'm gonna look at you a little weird, but I don't care that much. But don't say it's meant to be played in the summertime.
We're driving down the freeway in the middle of July, and I just turn on, like,
Snowman
by
Sia
or whatever.
But, like, I don't know. Saying it's meant to be played in the summertime is crazy.
Yeah, it's not meant to be, no.
Yeah, that's just weird. Okay, so this is one I forgot I was going to mention earlier.
Okay.
I thought this was going to come up, but it never did, and I just remembered. So, okay. I think that the words overrated and underrated are overused because, like, so many people say such and such is overrated, and it's like, I don't think you mean that. Like... Like, I don't know. Like, are people really rating it higher than they should be? Or
that's a good point. Like, I think they're looking for the word overhyped.
Yeah, I could see that. Or it's like, I think you could say it's appropriately rated, but you disagree with it. Like, I think sometimes that's all it is.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Yes, I agree with that, actually.
But anyway, so I thought that was going to come up and you were going to say something was...
overrated, and I like, never did.
Overrated is a whole thing.
And I never did. Was that one of your two earlier that you were going to say instead of
no, it was actually a different one. But
do you remember your other one?
I said both.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most Glee covers are better than the original. Some of them are really good. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Are most of them?
I wouldn't say most. I'd say some. But I would not say most.
I don't listen to Glee.
Somewhere Will Only We Know. That's a good one. Forget You is okay. It's by the girl that plays Pepper Potts in Iron Man.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
That one's not bad. Yeah, there are a couple of good ones on there, but some of them are really bad, so.
country music slaps. I don't agree with that. I don't really like country
music. I have to be in the mood. Like, some days, I'm just like, what do I want to listen to right now? I literally can't figure it out. And then I sit down, and I'm like, country. So I turn it on, and it's just the vibe. But it has to be the vibe, otherwise it's not good. But that's how it is with every music for me. So
I think for me, it's like this, maybe it's just the way they sing. I don't know. Like, I just don't like this, what do you call it, twang, I guess, that they put in their voice. It just kind of drives me crazy.
Have you heard that song, Twang? It's by like a 12-year-old boy.
I hope not.
She likes me for my twang.
Oh, gosh.
It's not great, but you know, that's
pop culture hot takes. All right. Pretty privilege is real. That's what it said. Yeah,
does that pretty. Just mean that, like, people get treated differently because they're pretty?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I don't know why that would be a hot take.
I think that makes sense.
I absolutely think that makes sense.
That's, like, what social media is.
We absolutely judge people by their covers.
Yeah. Friends was not a good show. I've only seen a couple episodes
I didn't
of Friends
watch all of
or
it.
Clips. I think it was a bad show from what I've seen.
I liked the episodes I saw. Yeah, I thought they were good.
Then again, they're probably good episodes, and that's why we saw them. But
Maybe. I don't know. I watched them, like, on the plane.
Oh, so they were just random episodes.
To Florida. Yeah, me and Rachel were watching them on the plane. So they were, like, random episodes, but I thought they were good. I don't know. I've watched a few with Gary.
It's funny from clips I've seen and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But,
award
shows are really out of touch. I think they're talking about the Oscars again. People really hate on the Oscars online, by the way.
I don't really watch them that much.
They say it's boring. They say that people don't need them anymore. I don't know.
When they say out of touch, they mean like it's not how it used to be, sort of a thing?
I feel like people just don't care to watch it anymore.
Oh.
I think that's kind of what
they mean. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
But, like, I think that if somebody wins an Oscar, good for them. Like, actually.
Yeah, I
don't ever watch the Oscars, but, like, giving them the appreciation that they deserve for hard work, sure.
I think there are some things that I like seeing the results. I don't really watch them. So, like, with the Oscars, or there's even, like, the Game of the Year stuff that recently happened.
Gotcha.
And I thought that was interesting because it's like, oh, these are games I didn't really know about. It's like, oh, the game I really like.
And I think
game of the year and
I think that's
that.
Why they say they're out of touch, because, like, so many people will just go, like, look up a list of, like, people who have won stuff or people who get the best whatever instead of, like, watching the show because they think it's boring and we have short attention spans, which I could see, but also, I don't know. Like, even CMA, they make it fun, like the Country Music Awards. I've never actually watched that one either, but, like, from what I've seen on TV, they make it fun. It's interesting.
I know one thing. This is, again, about the Game of the Year stuff. I saw that apparently they count, like, I could be wrong on this. This is just something I saw. But they count things like remade games as if they made a new game. So if they have a game that's considered to be super good already was Game of the Year, and then they remake it like 5 years later, then they still count that as a new game. So it's like, oh, well, that's kind of cheap because like all these other games are actually new games.
Yeah.
And then they also count if a game got like a new update and DLC or something like that, then they're like, oh, this is really
a
good.
New
it's
game.
Like, but it's just an add-on. To
it's like
another game, so it's
that's interesting.
So I don't know. I think a lot
of
people have
problems
with
that
kind of stuff.
Thing. Yeah, that makes sense.
Not anywhere near as big as the Oscars, obviously, but that's just some little weird things I've heard about that one. Oh gosh, you're gonna eat this next one up.
I might agree with this. I'm not going to lie to you. The Lego Batman movie is the best superhero movie of all time. Best? That's a stretch. But it is really good. I like it a lot.
I don't think it's... I think it's a good, fine movie.
Oh, it's like you don't
it's
like
not,
it?
It's not the best superhero movie of all
time. I don't think it's the best. I don't think it's the best one. But it's a good movie.
The best? No. Like, come on. It has to go to something like Avengers Infinity War or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, that's actually
valid. Like, that has to be.
That's true. That's a good point. That part when they all come back, and that one dude started clapping in the theater.
No. Oh, yeah. Like, it, yeah, like Infinity War, Endgame, or a lot of other Marvel shows I think were great. You could probably say yeah. Iron Man probably was for how influential it was. What, really? That's a hot take?
That's
you,
a hot take.
You don't like Iron Man?
I don't like Iron Man, guys.
Like the movie or the character?
I thought the movie was boring.
Well, it was the first one.
Okay, but like
it, I think it I don't was, know. I think there are, I think it deserves the props for how influential it was.
I definitely think there are better movies in the MCU than
I think a lot of those other, like the other movies I said were better, but
I don't like any of the Iron Man movies.
None of them, really.
I don't know. I just got bored with them. Maybe I like them now that I'm older, but like. I just thought they were boring. I just didn't find them entertaining at all. I don't really remember a lot of about them anyway, but yeah. Wait, is the second one the Age of Ultron or is that the Avengers second one?
Wait, what?
What's the second Iron Man?
Iron Man 2 is what it's called.
No tip, Sherlock. What's it, like, what's it about?
None of the other superheroes are around at that point. So, okay, so it's not. Basically, he has his arc reactor, and it's slowly, like, poisoning him.
Oh, gotcha.
And so he's trying to find the cure and stuff. Gotcha. And then they hint at Thor, because that happens right
after.
Oh,
and he, like, falls in love with Pepper in that one.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, it more develops in that one.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then the third one is the whole terrorist attack thing.
That one was okay. I don't really remember a lot. I just remember the bad guy was kind of cool.
The Mandarin?
So, yeah, I should probably go back and watch them again, but...
I think they're good. I get what you mean where you say they're kind of boring, because Marvel's kind of gotten this thing where they know what gives us the dopamine hit or something, and then they just do that for the whole movie, so they're kind of exhausting.
That's actually a good point. Yeah, I think Marvel was good from, like, Captain America, or even the first Avenger movie, to Endgame. And after that, I don't know if there were any good ones. Spider-Man was good.
I think, here's kind of a hot take. I don't think Marvel is as bad now as a lot of people say it is. I think they've had misses, but I think there's just more things, so it's like those misses come more often, if that makes sense.
I think that they're not bad movies, they're just not like my go-to movies anymore. Like, I used to be like really excited when a new Marvel movie came out, but now it's like, okay, I'll get to it when I get to it, you know? Mm. Especially after the Marvels. That movie was so dumb, guys.
I think there's something to what you said. Like, before, when you got a movie, like maybe two movies a year, and it was kind of hyping up to those things, I think that helped a lot. Because, like, true. For example, right before, there's Infinity War, and then I believe after that, there was, like, maybe Black Panther was before Infinity War, and then you had Infinity War, there was Captain Marvel, and stuff like that leading up to Endgame, and I thought that was pretty cool. But now, like, when they were releasing so many of them, now they've slowed down a lot, and I think that helps.
Yeah.
Because they have Captain America coming out next month, and then the last one they released was Deadpool over the summer. So there's been a
huge
gap.
I've heard that one's good, but I haven't watched that one yet.
And then before that, there was a long time.
Have another hot take. I think Captain Marvel is one of the stupidest characters in the MCU.
Is that really a hot take? That's cold, Camden.
I don't know. I just... Okay, listen.
Go put that take back in the
fridge. She just happens to be gone when she's, like, the only one powerful enough to fight Thanos.
Yeah.
It was just set up really poorly. Well, I mean, they did what they had to, I guess. It makes sense that they did it the way they did, but I just didn't like that. I thought that was stupid. I was like, man, yeah. She could have, like, easily...
Well...
It was for the purpose of the movie, yeah. But also, like, introduce her later, you know?
I bet that was part of the plan. I bet they wanted Nick Fury to be a character, and they're like, the only way that makes sense is if it's in the past, And
that makes sense.
Otherwise, they could have just done everything in the present, and it would have lined up right, you know?
Yeah, that would have made sense.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I think it was just like, oh no, I happened to be gone only when Thanos showed up, and then I happened to come back right after half of the population disappeared. It's like, She's like, I needed to save other places.
No. Right.
Come on, homegirl. It's fine. Anyway, that's my hot take. Beyonce is the biggest pop culture icon ever. See,
of all pop culture,
this is where WikiHow disagrees with the other website we looked at, because they said that Beyonce relies too heavily on group, whatever it said.
I don't remember what it said.
I don't know. It said like group work, but I don't know. Beyonce's just good. How do you feel about her country song?
Probably haven't heard it.
Texas Hold'em.
I don't know if I've heard it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I could probably only name a couple.
A lot of people don't like it.
Beyonce songs.
But my hot take is actually I love that song. And I feel like a lot of people would disagree with me with that, but
yeah,
I don't know. I like that one. It's good. Maybe it's just because I didn't like think she was trying to go country or anything. I think she was just, I don't know. She just made a good song. It's
could be.
Anyway, that was yep.
I don't really know enough if I'm being honest. So
it's valid.
Yeah. Let's see. Percy Jackson series was way better than the Harry Potter series. At least I like the first Percy Jackson movie.
I don't think so. I liked the first Percy Jackson movie, but from a lot of what I've heard, people didn't like it because it didn't follow the book very well. Mm. Like, he was supposed to be like 14 and he looked like he was 23 in the movies. But
probably was.
I don't know. I liked the Percy Jackson movies. But I think the, like, TV series that they came out with was more lined up with the books, and I think a lot of people like that better. Mm. I haven't seen all of the Harry Potter movies. Like, you haven't? Listen. Really? I have seen most of every single movie, but I have not seen all of them.
How is that even possible?
Because people will start it without me, or, like, I'll have to leave right just before it ends. Just watch them. I know. Listen, I know, okay? I get slack for this all the time. But I think Harry Potter is better than the movies of Percy Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, there's a reason why I've watched the Harry Potter series multiple times and have only seen the first Percy Jackson movie.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I also like...
And way better? That's a stretch.
I also like Harry Potter more than Percy Jackson. Like, when I read the books, too. I only read one or two of the Percy Jackson books. But Harry Potter, I think it's a really fun book.
I like the narrator they picked for the audiobooks. I've never read the Harry Potter book.
It's not like there's one narrator for a book.
But there is for Harry Potter.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the audiobooks from Harry Potter?
I've heard...
Read some. By whoever it was read by.
Heard audiobooks read does, by whoever I listen to.
He does
to
a from. Very good job.
They did a good job for the one I heard, so maybe it's the same one. But
probably is. I don't know. He's really good with the voices and everything, so I think that makes it more entertaining. I've never read a single Percy Jackson book. I've only listened to some of the Harry Potter series. I haven't listened to all of it. Again, it's like I've heard most of every book, but I haven't heard all of every book.
I need to finish. I was listening to Harry Potter in Spanish while I was working last summer. I need to finish that because I made it about halfway through The Half-Blood Prince, I think. And so I never quite finished, but it was always, I thought it was really fun to listen to. Because I listened to it in a different light, I guess. Being in Spanish, I kind of had to pay attention more. And I thought it was actually really fun.
And I also think that just in general, I don't know, I'm not fluent in Spanish, so correct me if I'm wrong here. But I think that in general, like, listening to something in Spanish is different because some of the words don't necessarily mean exactly, like, they don't translate exactly. Yeah. And so it can bring a different meaning to the book. Even if you're not looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, that's one that's interesting is a lot of the spells and things are literally just what they are in English. Like, they're not translated.
Right.
But then there are random things that are translated. Like, they have the apparate thing where they can just straight up ender pearl somewhere else or whatever you want to call it. But in Spanish, they just call it aparecer. And so they just literally appear somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
And that's what apparate means, is to appear somewhere else. And I was like, oh, that's something. Anyway.
Barbie doesn't give girls a negative body image. I don't think it has to. I think that it has given some people a negative body image, but I don't think it has to.
I don't know.
He's not a girl, so he doesn't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think that my body image problems came from Barbie when I was 6 years old, but...
I just want to be Ryan Gosling as Ken, so that's about it, you know.
I would want to be him, too, if I were a man.
You just want to be him.
That's great.
Musicals are the best form of media.
Sometimes.
I don't think they are.
What would you say is the best form of media?
I don't know, but musicals, like...
Epic? The
best form of...
Have you heard Epic?
I've heard some of it.
Not all of it. It, like, teaches you Greek mythology. Not really. It's a different type of mythology. But that one's good.
Percy Jackson teaches you some mythology, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it does.
There you go. There's probably a musical.
But Epic's a fun one. There is a Percy Jackson. It's called the Lightning Thief musical.
Oh, that's right. They just did it here at school.
It's awful.
I heard it's good here, actually.
But... I haven't seen it here, but I did listen to a lot of the music last year after the AJR concert on the way back from Provo, dropping off Amelia.
Did she like it?
She didn't listen to it because it was after I dropped her off.
Oh, gotcha.
But she was like, hey, there's a Lightning Thief musical. Go listen to it. There are definitely some interesting song choices in there. I liked a couple of the songs, but the people that they had singing it were definitely theater kids, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
You just don't like theater kids.
But in the way that they sung it was not a good light on theater kids. But some of the songs are good. In the Heights is fantastic. Teach you about cultural differences and poverty. And
here's the thing. You're saying musicals that you like, but why does that make musicals a better media outlet than anything else? Because there are good movies, too. And, like, I enjoy watching musicals.
That's true.
But also,
that's actually movies a good point, are pretty good. Because I think that I would rather listen to the musicals than watch the musicals.
I think most of the time.
So I think that
music
is the best form of media.
There you go. And it can be a style of music.
Especially when it's like telling a story. I like music.
I like Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia is pretty good.
I've never seen the movie.
You've actually never seen it.
But the musical I thought was good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know.
The movie's basically a musical.
The movie's all right.
You know what I mean?
I wonder if they could recast it to make it better. The cast is good. No, the cast is fine. But I think that they could recast it to make it better.
Huh. Yeah. The one that I never understood is, like, I get there's a Newsies movie and a Newsies musical. The Newsies movie is basically just the musical.
It's slightly different.
I get they're slightly different.
The woman is a man in the movie.
Okay, but look, like...
So there's not a love story in the movie.
What makes it a musical? Because it was Broadway?
Actually, that's a good point.
Because it's still...
Why is the movie not a musical, too?
I think they call it the movie because it was in the theaters. Like, there's the Les Mis movie and the Les Mis musical.
Okay, that
and
makes sense.
Like, Hugh Jackman and all of that was in the movie.
I thought that movie was great.
But it's also a musical.
I love that music.
Like, what makes it a movie? Is it a movie that is also a musical? Is that just all it is?
Probably. Because that's what In the Heights is.
Because it's not like it's not a musical.
I think that if they make it...
But In the Heights was also originally a musical, and the movie came later.
Right. But also... Like, Hamilton is just, like, a musical that they filmed and put on screen.
Okay, that's
whereas
literally
In the
just a musical.
It's a movie that's a musical.
I don't know if there is a Hamilton movie.
No, that's what I'm saying, is there's not a Hamilton movie. It's just, it was put on TV.
I bet the difference would be, if it's a musical, it was done on stage. Whereas, there can be movies that are like musicals, where they're singing. I think musicals have to be done on stage.
I think I agree with you, yeah.
I bet that's what the difference is.
Yes, I agree with you there. It doesn't matter which way the toilet paper roll goes
on.
Oh
my gosh.
Wrong. It matters. It has to go over.
It does matter, yeah.
It has to go over.
Over the top.
Otherwise, what are you doing? You can't even see if you're going to tear it straight or not. Like, it has to go over. It has to.
And you should feel, like, dirty afterwards, like, if you put it the other way.
Why did I put it on the wrong way?
You can
just know. You feel it in your veins that you did it wrong.
Repent afterwards kind of thing. Oh my gosh.
That might be all of them. Oh no. We're not doing that one.
I think that's... There are hot take games. Wait, what? This is literally just as pizza toppings and stuff. So they're like ideas for...
Things
that we've already talked about. Well, yeah, I think... That's basically it. Before it burst a blood vessel trying to trying to do this, that's basically it.
Yeah, I think that's all of the ones that we have. Plus some that WikiHow has that they're wrong about, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's kind of bad takes.
those were bad hot takes. But yeah, if you agree with us, disagree with us, have any other ones, comment.
Who are we kidding? The best form of media is podcasts, Camden.
Oh, why didn't I think about that?
We're so dumb.
You can watch it or listen to it. It's just like musicals, but like better.
Yeah, and it's soothing.
It's entertaining.
There are different.
It's sometimes
there
soothing.
Are still different. What's it called? Like genres of podcasts.
Exactly.
There's whatever the heck this is.
We're just two people talking into microphones that look cool.
They do work, though. They're not just cosmetic. Anyway. just scamper.
Scamper badgers. That's a good one.